The Falls and Recoveries of David. Reaching a new high as king, David's integrity takes a deep dive and eventually recovers. A shining start. As king, he forgives his enemy by avenging Saul's and Ishbosheth, Saul's son's, deaths. He keeps his promise to his friend Jonathan. He fears the Lord when Uzzah is struck down for irrelevance before the ark of the Lord. David stalls, bringing it to the capital to ensure respect for the Lord, chapter 6 of 2 Samuel. David is on fire for the Lord. When the ark finally is brought to Jerusalem, he is so ecstatic, he dances before it. A stunning fall. The fall of David starts long before the actual events. The little lapses in his character eventually become huge obstacles. His cover-up of the fact when he lies to Abimelech, 1 Samuel 21:2, costs lives. This continues with Achish, king of Gath, before he feigns madness, 1 Samuel 27:9-11. And culminates with trying to cover up Bathsheba's pregnancy, leading to the murder of Uriah, 2 Samuel 11:10. Carnality leads to covetousness as he multiplies concubines and wives, 2 Samuel 5:13, with Abigail, 1 Samuel 25:39-41, after her husband's death, with Michal, while her husband was alive, and eventually with Uriah's wife, after causing her husband's death. His children follow suit to multiplied levels. Cruelty begins when he's angry enough to kill Nabal and results in actual murder, 2 Samuel 11:17. Census becomes his source of security as he starts numbering his people, 2 Samuel 24. A stuttering recovery. His sins bring him so low, he bites the dust. God's reproval includes David not being allowed to build the temple, 2 Samuel 7:13. A perpetual sword in his house, 2 Samuel 12:10, 16, 28. Wife's public violation, 2 Samuel 12:11. David's response: it is better to fall into the hands of God than into the hands of man, 2 Samuel 24:14. He focuses on his sin, not God's punishment, his hope, not arguments, his confidence in God's vindication without doubt. David's restoration. His kingdom is established, present and future. He dies in honor, immortalized as the man after God's own heart. And the benchmark for future kings. If David is vulnerable, we are more. Are we prepared to eradicate the smallest blot in our conscience and stand consistently clean before God?